while ago. Let me see if I'm in the repeater. Hold on. Okay. Because I noticed when I was pulling up the traffic light here, I was like losing the repeater. But yeah, quite some time ago, I ended up putting the radio in the truck. It was quite a lot of fun trying to figure out where to put the base part of it, and then the word both head where I could stick that. It's working. That's the main thing. But, not really happy with the antenna mount that I have. Same issue that I had from before, you know. Want to mount it up where the third brake light's at. That'd be work out a lot better for me. Let's see. I picked up a new used radio at the Bay City Swap or Mr. Swap Fest. K2FT897, I think it is. All mode, all band transceiver, 100 meters through 10 meters, got 6 meters on it, and 440, 2 meters, so that's nice. I'm still actually trying to figure out how to work everything on it. It's a lot different. Operation, lots of button pressure on that radio. That's the only downside I see on it. It's a turn of a knob here, and a lot of push this button, push that button, and then turn that button, and then you're all set. It's just going to take some time to get used to. It's a nice radio. Picked it up for, it was a little on the high side. 650 dollars, I think I picked it up for. It's an older radio. It doesn't have the backup batteries on it, and it does not have the CW filter on there, but I can live without that, even though I love the word CW. The receive frequency, with all the filtering that it has inside, you can adjust it. I'm pretty happy. Get to go down to the shack and operate too much, but when I do, it's a joyful event and a learning event at the same time.